Are you hiding your talent in plain sight? This is Lisa.fm. I'm Lisa Osborne. Many of us are sharing more than ever on social media sites like LinkedIn and Facebook. How would you like to turn the time you spend on LinkedIn into business or even a new job? Digital marketing executive and LinkedIn consultant Linda Kempen joins me now for the first segment in our series called Are You Hiding Your Talent in Plain Sight? Today, Linda will tell you about the most powerful section of your LinkedIn profile for landing more business or even a new job. Also, find out why a picture is worth a thousand words, so you're going to want to have the right photo for your LinkedIn profile. Thanks for joining us, Linda. I'm really excited to talk with you about using LinkedIn to create business. Now, establishing a powerful presence on LinkedIn is more than just uploading our resume, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes, it really is. And as you're right, that is definitely a common misconception. What typically happens with all of social media is we feel like we have to have a presence there on Twitter and on Facebook. And so, but we don't really have time, and we do have time pressures. So we do what we feel like we need to do in order to just have a presence there. The challenge, though, with LinkedIn is that they are truly beyond any of the other social media platforms, really revolutionizing everything that we do, everything that we've known, and most of us have known and learned about our entire careers in terms of how we interface professional to professional with what I'll call relative strangers. But we do that typically around a shared goal. For a lot of people with respect to LinkedIn, that's focused on either being a recruiter or a hiring manager or being a job seeker and looking for a job. How do we match up the talent and the needs, and how do we interface with people to make that work? Searching out expertise is another area, and classically that might be, you might be looking for somebody to contribute in terms of helping you do some research or collaborate on a book or speak at a conference. So the way in which we do that is much more facilitated by LinkedIn than the traditional ways that we used to look for those experts. And then there's a whole piece around this now where everybody really, truly has to have their own brand, not only on a company basis, which we're used to more often than not, but also on a personal basis. Because now all of us are online, and how we show up really is tremendously important for whether we are found for our expertise or we truly, as I like to say, get lost in the weeds. Because one of the things that's happened now is that there are over 238 million people on LinkedIn. So the good news is there's a lot of us there. We're all there together. And it's a huge platform that really has a lot of momentum. The bad news is there's a lot of us there. And so for the more people that are there, the harder it is for us to show up for our skills and expertise unless we truly work at it.
And so, you were mentioning that there's a lot of, it's really a resource. If you're looking for someone, an expert in any field, turn to LinkedIn versus just doing a Google search, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because you can reach out to them directly. You can approach them using some of the tools like InMail. Even if you don't know them, you don't have an email address for them. Compared to the old days, if you will, which weren't that long ago, but we try and reach people by phone. We try and reach people with email. Well, they don't open it. They think it's spam. They usually skip right over it. It gets caught in their spam filter. And there's usually a gatekeeper if there's anybody, you know, catching the phone calls at all. And there's also, from a privacy point of view, a lot more protection around people's information and access. More than there's ever been before. So if you really want to get to people that you don't know, the best way to do it is through a big network on LinkedIn and by using LinkedIn's techniques and tips and functionality like InMails that allow you to get access directly to those people. And it's so strong that LinkedIn guarantees it.
What do you mean they guarantee it?
Well, typically they allow you 7 days, and if you don't get a because they're paid for, InMails are paid for. If you have a free service, then you have to pay extra for an InMail. If you have one of the premium services that you are paying for, you get so many per month that you can use to, again, reach out to people who are not directly at your first-level network. And if you don't hear back from that person in 7 days, after you've reached out from them, LinkedIn will basically give you another in-mail opportunity in exchange for that one, basically saying, well, that one, if you didn't hear back from that person, then here's another one you can use for future.
Hey, that's great. I didn't even know about that. And you're with me for several different chats here on Are You Hiding Your Talent in Plain Sight series, Linda. So I'm glad we have you here. Let's get the basics today. What are some good first steps toward making our LinkedIn profile stand out from the crowd?
What I call the most important piece of real estate on LinkedIn is your headline. And most of us think of it as our job title that appears immediately under our name and just to the right of our photo. The headline is particularly important because, and I reach back often to my training in internet marketing around search engine optimization, because ultimately LinkedIn is a database. And the way you're found on that database is for basically tied to search engine optimization techniques. Now, most people's eyes will glaze over when they hear about it that way, but just keep in mind that what you need to do, instead of having a traditional title up there that's pretty vanilla, because they're all terms that people are not searching for, if people are there online searching because they've got a pain point. They're trying to find somebody to hire for a job. They're trying to, they're looking for prospective clients. They're looking for partnering opportunities. They're looking for experts and so on. So what do? They go to LinkedIn like they would go to Google, only more so from a people side of view, to find expertise. And so they're typing in a query, a question of some sort, that basically says, you know, I'm looking for an IT software consultant, for example. And typically they're even more detailed than that. Maybe it's something around cloud computing expertise or...
Or for my field, like an MC for an event or a voiceover or something like that.
Just exactly, absolutely. And usually they're very targeted and there's things. So they might be saying, you know, I need an MC for in Los Angeles, or maybe they're going to say Orange County, or maybe they're going to say San Diego. And they're going to be probably looking for some credentialing, you know, radio experience, something like that, that they'll put into a query. So they're going to put in a series of keywords. And what you want to do is show up for when they put those queries in, they match up with how you can provide service to them, then you want to be found for that. And if your title is just...
radio announcer or,
well, that's what I was
or
say,
internet executive truth. Type of a thing.
Right. If your title is internet executive, even though you've got an online radio program, then they may not find you because you're going to be buried behind a gazillion other internet executives, and the radio piece is going to be a subset of that. And so what you really want to do is have those keywords, and the geographic designators are important if it's something that you do in a local market, as you do. So whether it's you want to say Southern California or Orange County or L.A. or however wide a net you want to cast, having what we call geo terms, geographically designating terms, is very helpful.
In the headline or in the headline?
Yes,
or is it?
Yes, you can. If you have a very local business that reaches out, you know, to sort of on a regional basis. Yeah. It all depends on the business. Now, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that for my business because I've got clients all over the country. So from my perspective, the geographic piece is less important.
So the keywords, we want to fit in as many keywords as we can in that headline.
Yes,
and we have a
yes.
certain amount of characters.
Right. And we have 120 characters, and that includes spaces. And that translates to about 2 1/3 lines of keywords.
So it's okay to have all keywords, not be a sentence describing yourself.
Right. They're keywords and keyword phrases. Most of the time it's 2 or 3 words rather than, like for mine, for example, I have PR is one, but, you know, that's an acronym. So that's by itself. I have digital marketing. That's 2 words. I've got, social media strategies. That's 3 words. So you have a series of those, and then that way, number one, people can do it. Because the other challenge with anything on the internet is that people don't read. They do heat map studies all the time to watch where our eyeballs go, and we don't read. We skip around, we scan, we hop and skip, and we just, you know, sort of glean the information that we want and go off to the next thing. So you want people to very quickly be able to determine when they find your profile if you're the right person. And if they lock in on that information, those keywords in your headline, then more likely they are to move down to other parts of your profile and look at the opportunity to engage with you for whatever it is they think you can help them solve.
And if we're more active on LinkedIn or we have more connections, are we more likely to come up higher in the searches?
It helps. LinkedIn has, like any other search engine feature, any other database, they have algorithms that they use. We hear about the Google algorithms all the time, how they get changed and how they impact how people show up on, quote, page one of Google. So it's a very similar idea. And so the LinkedIn algorithm has a lot of moving parts to it, if you will, and it is always changing, and we never know what that formula is. But we have a pretty good idea that there are a number of components that play into this. And the size of your network is important. And the...
How often you're actually logging in?
It's not logging in so much as your engagement with a larger community is important. Are you contributing? If you're just there passively, it's good that you're there, but you're not getting a lot of value out of it, and you're not very highly regarded by LinkedIn in terms of just sort of sitting there watching the world go by. You know, social media is about engagement. It's about helping others. And if you're not doing that, then, you know, that's part of the reason why you may be back in the weeds when people go to look for, you know, folks with your expertise.
This is Lisa.fm. I'm Lisa Osborne talking with digital marketing executive Linda Kempen, who has also become an expert on LinkedIn. Part of your business is helping people develop more robust profiles. So we're so happy that you're here with us on Lisa.fm for this series on LinkedIn. Are you hiding your talent in plain sight? And be checking back with us at Lisa.fm, because we're going to be talking with Linda in the coming weeks about using LinkedIn to grow your business, using LinkedIn to get a job. While we finish up today, Linda, let's talk about the importance of the photo. LinkedIn is different than Facebook. You want something more professional than a photo you would post on Facebook, right? Is it just a headshot? Is that what we should have?
It is a headshot, but it needs to be taken professionally or as close to that as possible. So make the investment. It's not Facebook. We don't want stuff in the background. We don't want people in the background. No kids, no dogs, no cars. Don't have it taken as a group shot with three other people.
And then where you cut them out and you see people's hair, like,
Or I have friends and colleagues who actually show up with all three people in the photo. And the challenge is people want to know if it's literally, think about LinkedIn almost as your calling card, as though you were meeting somebody for the first time at a cocktail party. They want to see your face. They want to talk to you. And you need to look approachable. Don't be looking off screen. A lot of people do that. It looks like you're aloof. You don't care. You don't want to be there. So those are not good signals to be sending. Don't crop it so tight that you look like you're jumping through the screen at somebody. I've got a contact who's an attorney, and he has his photo that way. Maybe that works well for him because of the business that he's in, but for most of us, that's a negative. So you don't want to be too far back, too dark, because then you look aloof, then you look shy, maybe you look like you've got low self-esteem. People can interpret that any number of ways, but you don't look like you want to engage with the other person. You can have the best copy in the world. You're going to lose them in a split second when they look at your photo and they can't connect with you for whatever reason.
Okay, that's great advice. I mean, for someone to be turned off or turned on just by your photo. So a lot of little nuances to this.
Well, and some people, it's gotten better, but a lot of people were resisting even having a photo. And even that's a negative, because now so many people do have it. Now it looks like you're trying to hide something. And so people immediately make a decision and make a judgment about you based on these things in a split second.
If you'd like to get connected with Linda Kemp and see what her LinkedIn page looks like, go to lisa.fm, click through the interview. There's a link to get in touch with Linda Kemp here. Coming up next on Are You Hiding Your Talent in Plain Sight, Linda Kemp will tell you how you can land your next job using LinkedIn and how, with the right LinkedIn profile, you might not need a website for yourself or your business.
The company pages on LinkedIn is eclipsing even the need for a website for a lot of people, particularly startups.
If you found this information helpful, please share it with your friends and colleagues and tune into Lisa.fm radio regularly for more information that can help you lead your best life in these quick changing times. Linda Kemp, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. I look forward to our next chat.
Thank you, Lisa. It was a pleasure.
You're listening to Lisa.fm.